Always a treat.
Did, so I guess you said the bread didn't always last all week.
No.
So around Friday.
It was so good. Probably closer to Thursday.
Especially with that many kids. She must have really baked a lot there.
She, and Saturdays. Wonderful bread. And she never followed a recipe. It was always just a pinch and a dash and a toss and a...
Did people help her on that day?
My oldest sister's the only one out of 8 kids that can bake bread. And she watched Mom, and she, when Mom went to work full time, Melanie baked bread on Saturdays. Wow. And she still bakes bread.
Wow, that's great. Do you hear about moonshine in this area?
not anybody doing it, just, you know. You hear the term, but...
Yeah.
Mostly through reading and television and stuff like that.
Right. So, the church. What's the church policy on alcohol? Zero.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So yeah, moonshine. Really.
Which is not to say that the kids and the adults and some of them don't drink. Right. You know.
Right. Keep it pretty. Quiet.
Ultimately, everybody's been given their free agency. You can choose, but with every choice, you have to be accountable for that. Okay. And so there's a punishment, not through the church, but through the law and your parents and, you know, whatnot.
I haven't talked to anybody belonging to a church, so, in these interviews anyway, so.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hear much about people sort of, there's probably a fancy term for it, but just sort of leaving and then coming back? Or
Apostatizing. It's not frequent. Usually when people leave the church, it's over some little petty thing. Somebody didn't speak to them at church, or somebody didn't... human beings are so touchy. Never over anything major. Maybe somebody was called to serve in a position of authority that they didn't care for. And it's just a matter of not being able to put past differences behind.
I've heard of some groups where, you know, kids will, you know, when they hit 18 or 19, sort of, are allowed to get a little crazy, sell oats or whatever, and then come back. That's not something you talk about in the Mormon?
Well, it happens everywhere.
Right.
You know, Mormons are just people, too. I think that there comes a time in a kid's life when they go, woohoo, you know? I can, and so I will.
Yeah.
And 18 gives you rite of passage according to the law, and so what can you really do?
Right. Let me ask you something else about foods. Do you ever have, like, lunches, or did you used to have gatherings in which everybody was expected to bring a dish to pass?
We still have a lot of covered dish. Okay. Family functions and church.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have barbecues at all?
You missed a really good barbecue just a week ago.
People keep telling me that.
Yeah. it's meat cooked in a pit, and it just melts in your mouth.
Well, was it beef?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What other kinds of things do you expect to see at barbecue like that, besides the meat?
Besides the meat?
Yeah.
Oh, there's always homemade rolls.
Yeah.
Always homemade cakes. A lot of salads. Either Jell-O or vegetable.
Yeah.
Not always a potato, although a potato is a common thing you'll see at a barbecue.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Do people ever bring corn?
Mm-hmm.
How's that prepared when they bring it?
It's usually been steamed.
Oh.
Every once in a while you'll find somebody that will roast it.
Okay.
I can't do it without burning it, but...
Yeah. What's that called when you eat it right out there?
Just eat it, yeah. Just corn on the cob.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever hear of the term roasting ears?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what is the name of that thing that you peel off the corn?
The shuck. You shuck the corn, you take the